Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to your daily Bible verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Exodus 17, 12.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verse is Exodus 17:12. But Moses' hands grew weary, so they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it, while Aaron and Hur held up his hands, one on one side and the other on the other side. So his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. One of my ministry partners in Asia contracted COVID in November and has been fighting for his life ever since. Medical professionals took him to a different country where his health care needs could be best addressed, and friends traveled from abroad to provide practical support for him and his wife for as long as necessary. His family formed a WhatsApp group where they post updates for people committed to praying for him. His wife is understandably exhausted right now, but having practical support and prayer from the Christian community gives her strength to fight this ongoing battle. I've experienced the supernatural strength that comes from Christian community too. When my father died while I was ministering overseas, for instance, being separated from family, even my husband at the time, and being unable to join them to celebrate Dad's life seemed surreal. But the practical support of missionary friends who were with me and the prayers of others around the world held me up and gave me the strength needed to fulfill the commitments I'd made months prior to women across Eastern Europe. Life being what it is, you and I encounter situations that sap our strength emotionally, mentally, physically, and even spiritually. Like Moses in today's Bible verse, we might be doing exactly what God has called us to do, but the demands associated with our circumstances can leave us feeling bone weary. Within the context of today's passage, Moses was overseeing a battle between the Israelites and the Amalekites. Waging war was difficult in itself, but he faced the added pressures of his people being very unhappy with his leadership. Exodus 16 tells us that within a month of leaving Egypt, the Israelites complained bitterly to Moses and Aaron about the food. When Exodus 17 opens, we find them complaining about having no water. In each case, God graciously provided for their needs, but still, Moses carried the stress of leading people who wanted to stone him at times and who tested the Lord's intent toward them. Now, we're not talking about having to deal with one or two growly people here. We're talking about millions. Talk about having to do crowd control. Then came war. Joshua led the people into battle, and Moses stood at the top of a hill, holding up the staff of God over the scene below. Theologians believe this posture inferred the posture of prayer and praise. So long as Moses held this posture, the Israelites had the advantage. But when his hands dropped, the Amalekites gained the advantage. As the day wore on, Moses grew too weary to stand and to hold his hands up any longer. Aaron and Hur had been with him on the hilltop from the start, but now they notched up their support by finding him a stone to sit on. They literally came alongside him and held up his hands until the battle was won. As Christ's followers, we're meant to live in community. We need others to help us face our battles, just as others need us to help them face and fight theirs. Galatians 6:2 says, "Share each other's burdens, and in this way, obey the law of Christ." We share each other's burdens when we come alongside with a servant's attitude, willing to do whatever's needed to help in time of trouble. We can support through practical means such as providing meals for a family in distress or childcare for an exhausted single parent. We can offer to lend a hand with car repairs or yard work. We can connect with shut-ins through phone calls and cards and visits whenever possible. Doing these things runs parallel to Aaron and Hur giving Moses a stone on which to rest when he no longer had strength to stand. We also share each other's burdens when we come alongside in prayer. Aaron and Hur held up Moses' hands until sunset, until the Israelites won the battle. Prayer is powerful, but it's also hard work. We can't do it alone. We need others to share the load. God created his people to live in community and share one another's burdens, so let's do it. Coming alongside one another with willing hearts to support in practical ways and through prayer will help us win our battles. Let's pray. Father, thank you for Bible stories that show us how to live. Thank you for providing Christian community in which we can thrive. Open our eyes to see those who need support and give us creative ways to provide what they need. Grant us hearts that are willing and eager to pray with them and for them until the battle's won. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Givens and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting JenniferSlatteryLivesOutLoud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting GraceBox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit LifeAudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
What do you do when the world around you is falling apart? It's amazing to me how many people are breathing air. They're going about their business and doing the things you're supposed to do. But if you really ask them, they know that on the inside, they are spiritually and emotionally and relationally dead. If we're not careful, all of us can experience that death. When what we need to do, even as the world around us is falling apart, we need to learn how to march when it would be easier to stay where we are and die. Join me each week on the March or Die Show as we discuss that and so much more.